Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the DH, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth, the shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Porter reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perez scores. Hobson moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Rader and he is safe. White steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dwyer who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to third for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Hurdle moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Rader reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Remy reaches second base with a double. Rader scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wei then moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to home to get Wei then. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive to right field. Evans throws towards the plate. Rader fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rader. White scores. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae is walked intentionally. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Washington scores. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a fly ball towards center. Dwyer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dwyer. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Rader reaches second base with a double. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Rader scores. One out. It's 6-4, Royals. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Burleson scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 6-5, Royals. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Detheridge now playing left field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.